Аудиозапись номер 20. Listen to the text and decide which of the facts in your workbook are true, false, or not stated in it. Nowadays, it is difficult not to think or not to speak about ecology. When we turn on the television and open a newspaper, we hear sad stories about pollution and damage to the environment. Over the past 200 years, the pollution of planet Earth has grown dramatically. People are trying to create a more comfortable life for themselves, and in doing so, they are making terrible damage to the environment, polluting the air, land, and sea. More and more forests are disappearing from the face of our planet, and together with them, plant and animal species. Rubbish dumps are growing everywhere and polluting the environment. Our habitat is quickly losing its beauty. However, we can do something to help protect the environment. There are a number of rules that seem to be very simple, but really work if a lot of people follow them. For example, if we don't throw out materials that we can recycle, such as glass, metal, plastic, and paper, we save energy. That means less pollution, and we can save more trees from destruction. If we use our bicycles or walk as often as we can, we help to stop air pollution. Motor cars, vans, and lorries pollute the atmosphere and do a lot of harm to our health. If we save energy instead of wasting it, use less electricity at home, school, and work, we also help to stop pollution. If we want more trees in the countryside, we make our land more beautiful and also make homes for wildlife. If we clear rubbish from rivers, lakes, and ponds, we make them attractive to plants and wildlife and help our Mother Nature. If we keep our towns and countryside clean, we stop polluting the land. Follow these rules yourselves and talk your families and friends into it. As we all know, every little helps. It is very important to think globally and act locally.